Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a simple top loop in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into a gritty, DJ-friendly riser that feels right at home in jungle, old-school drum and bass, rollers, and darker bass music. And just to be clear, this is not about slapping distortion on something and hoping for the best. We're shaping tension. We're building movement. We want this loop to feel like it's climbing toward a drop, a switch up, or the return of the bass line. That's what makes it useful in a Reval DNB arrangement. So let's get into it. First, choose a top loop. We want a loop with hats, shakers, rides, or chopped percussion. Ideally, it's 1 to 2 bars long, with a strong rhythmic feel and not too much kick or sub content. If the source is a little loose, that's okay. In fact, a bit of swing can add character, but we do want the loop to sit nicely on the grid so it can work as a clean 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. If you need to, switch the warp mode to beats for a drum-heavy loop or complex for something more textured. The main goal here is to make sure the loop stays locked into the arrangement. In drum and bass, phrasing matters a lot. A transition needs to land with confidence. Before we add any distortion, clean the loop up with EQ8. This is a really important habit. If you distort first and clean later, you're often shaping a mess. But if you remove the low-end clutter first, the distortion behaves much better. So on EQ8, try a high pass around 180 to 300 Hz. That clears out low mids that would just muddy the buildup. If the loop feels boxy, make a gentle dip somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. And if you know the loop will need more sparkle later, you can keep a little high frequency presence ready to come through as the automation opens up. Now add saturator after EQ8. This is where the grit starts to appear. Keep it modest at first. Something like 3 to 8 dB of drive is usually enough to begin with. Turn on soft clip and use the output level to keep the volume under control. You want the loop to feel more aggressive, not just louder. Now automate that drive over 4 or 8 bars. Start subtle, then increase the intensity as the phrase moves forward. A simple way to think about it is, the first bar is mostly clean, by the second bar you hear some edge, by the third bar the loop is clearly heating up, and by the fourth bar it feels ready to explode. If it gets harsh too soon, back it off. The key is tension, not punishment. We want the listener to feel the rise, not get tired of it. Next, add auto filter. This is one of the most important pieces of the whole idea, because it gives the loop that classic rising motion. Set it to a high pass filter and automate the cutoff upward across the phrase. You might start around 200 to 400 Hz and end somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz, depending on how extreme you want the build to feel. As the cutoff opens, the loop gets thinner and brighter, which naturally creates anticipation. That's exactly what we want before a drop. For an old-school jungle feel, don't make it too polished. A slightly raw, mechanical sweep often feels better than a super smooth, glossy one. Now let's add drum bus. Even though it's called drum bus, it works really well on top loops and build elements. It can add punch, dirt, and a little blue to the sound. Start with a moderate amount of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low unless you want a dirtier texture. If you want the hats and percussion to snap a bit more, nudge transients upward. Be careful with boom here. In this type of riser, we usually want the low end out of the way, so boom is either off or very subtle. What drum bus gives you is that physical, chunky DNB energy. It helps the distorted loop still feel like drums, instead of turning into a blurry wash. Now we're at the part where the arrangement becomes DJ-friendly. Set this up as a clear 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. That's a huge part of making it feel like proper drum and bass structure. A simple approach is this. The first half of the riser is relatively restrained, and the second half gets more intense. So bars 1 and 2 stay more controlled. Then bars 3 and 4 open up more aggressively. On the final beat, before the drop, you can push the energy a little further, or even create a tiny gap for impact. This kind of phrasing matters because DNB listeners and DJs both respond to structure. A transition that lands on the phrase feels intentional. It gives the mix a sense of momentum. If you want more space and motion, add echo near the end of the chain. Keep it tight. We're not trying to drown the loop. Just give it some tail and movement. A delay time of 1/8 or 1/16 can work well, with feedback somewhere around 10 to 30%. High pass the repeats inside echo so they don't crowd the low mids. And keep the dry/wet pretty low, maybe 5 to 20%. For a darker vibe, you can automate the feedback slightly upward in the last bar so the build feels like it's stretching forward into the drop. But here's the important thing. If the echo starts making the groove messy, pull it back. The loop still needs to feel tight enough for a club arrangement. Now, if you want that more old school, Chop Top Jungle character, try resampling the processed loop. You can freeze and flatten the track, record the result to a new audio track, or bounce it and edit it manually. This is where things start to feel more like classic DNB production and less like a straight loop playback. Once it's audio, try small edits. Duplicate the last hat hit. Remove one hit before the drop. Reverse a tiny slice for that suction-like lead-in. Or cut the final transient so it lands exactly on the next downbeat. These tiny details can make a huge difference. They make the transition feel arranged by hand, which gives it personality. Now let's talk about stereo and mix control. A riser can be wide, but it should never wreck the center of your mix. Use utility if you need to tighten the width or check the sound in mono. That's a very good habit, especially in DNB where the kick and bass need a clean, solid center. Also listen for harshness around 7 to 10 kHz. If the loop gets too sharp, use EQ to tame it a little or reduce how hard you're driving the saturator. If it feels weak instead, don't just crank the volume. Add a little more distortion or drum bus first, because we're after character, not just loudness. And then for the final moment, give the section a last transition hit. This could be a tiny silence, a reversed cymbal, a snare fill, or a short impact layer. Sometimes even a very short gap before the drop is enough to make the next downbeat feel huge. That contrast is the whole point. The riser builds, then the drop snaps into place. If everything is loud all the time, nothing really lands. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. One is over-distorting too early. If the loop starts sounding nasty immediately, the buildup loses shape. Automate gradually. Another is leaving too much low end in the loop. High-pass it so the riser stays out of the way of the kick and sub. Another is making it too wide and washed out. Keep it controlled, and check it in mono. And one more big one. Don't forget the arrangement context. This needs to serve a drop, a switch, or a section change. Think in phrases, not just in effects. A good mindset for this style is to let one thing lead the motion. If the filter is doing the main work, keep distortion moderate. If the distortion is the star, keep the movement simpler. Too many big moves at once can blur the impact. If you want to push the sound further into darker territory, here are a few useful ideas. Add a tiny bit of overdrive before the filter so the loop gets more aggressive as it opens. Use drum bus for subtle crunch. Resample the final bar and chop it by hand. Or layer a very short snare roll underneath the top loop for extra jungle energy. You can also build different versions. Make a clean version, a medium version, and a heavy version. That way, when you're arranging, you can pick the one that fits the section instead of rebuilding everything from scratch. For practice, try making two or three versions of the same riser. One clean and old school, one dirtier and more aggressive, one a bit wider and more atmospheric. Put them before the same drop and listen to which one creates the best tension. That's really the lesson here. A distorted top loop is not just an effect, it's a transition tool. It can lead the ear, build energy, and make your DNB arrangement feel alive. So remember the chord chain. Clean the loop with EQ, add controlled saturation, shape the motion with auto filter, add punch with drum bus, and use echo or resampling only where it serves the phrase. Keep the low end clear, keep the phrasing tight, and let the build-up tell a story. And when a drop hits, all that tension pays off. Nice.